child's one then.
Yeah, you ready for the next one? Yeah. Okay, the children's book I think is quite a good one for half term, and it will appeal to lots of different age groups. It probably starts about 4 or 5 years old because it's a picture book, and it's called A Walk in London. And so the premise is that the two characters, a mother and daughter, have taken a day out in London and they're walking around seeing all the sights. It's written and illustrated by someone called Salvatore Rubino. And each picture has lots of detail of a typical London scene in quite a sort of retro style. So, again, a little bit unusual. But there's plenty going on there. In each picture, there's lots of things to spot. So the younger children will be excited about finding the different things that are hidden on each page. And it's a simple story of this young girl being taken out and seeing the sights. And we walk through the story with them. But in addition to that, there are lots of little snippets of information on each page, sort of fascinating facts which are dotted around the picture. And this information, I think, will appeal to the older siblings, perhaps, even the parents and the grandparents who might be reading it, because it's got lots of bits of information that perhaps we're not that familiar with, even though we think we know London very well. Things like what time changing of the guard takes place each day, how many rooms there are in Buckingham Palace, how long the River Thames is. And on the final pages of the book, they actually unfold and it produces a panorama of the Thames.
Brilliant.
It is. It's lovely. And there's plenty going on there. So it's a book to dip into again and again, I think. And there are others in the series. There's A Walk in New York and A Walk in Paris. And I think they're beautiful. Fascinating too.
I love books like that, as you say, that have got lots in them to keep everybody entertained as well.
Yes, that's right.
Salvatore Rubino, A Walk in London for 5, 6 years upwards.